You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. GIFT Nifty traded up 19 points or 0.10% at 19,849, indicating a positive opening for domestic indices NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex on Thursday. On Wednesday, the NSE Nifty 50 gained 0.62% to settle at 19,811.35, while the BSE Sensex added as much as 393.69 points to 66,473.05. The stocks to keep an eye on today are Tata Consultancy Services, Larsen & Toubro, Maruti Suzuki India, Glenmark Life Sciences, Cipla and Vedanta. Next up, the Reserve Bank of India's action on Wednesday barring public sector major Bank of Baroda from onboarding new customers on its flagship BOB World Mobile application may hurt the bank's medium-term growth plans, both in terms of retail assets and liabilities, analysts said. With a strong active user base of nearly 30 million and 53 million downloads as of March end, BOB's mobile application has emerged as a key platform for carrying out banking transactions for its customers. About 98% of BOB savings account and 91% of current accounts acquisitions are being currently done through digital channels, which include bank's website and BOB World. More importantly, 43% of fixed deposits and recurring deposits are also open through BOB World. In another development, a special flight has been arranged by the government to repatriate the first batch of Indians from Israel today. All those Indians who have registered themselves to return to India will be boarding a special flight on Thursday, according to the Indian Mission in Tel Aviv. As reported earlier, there are around 18,000 Indians in that country. It's been reported that an emergency government was formed in Israel on Wednesday to address the conflict with Hamas. This comes after a series of terror attacks by Hamas fighters that resulted in the loss of civilian lives in Israel. It's been a tough 5 days with many casualties reported and Israel responding with airstrikes on the Gaza Strip. Moving on, income from capital gains reported by Indian taxpayers surged in the financial year 2020-21, assessment year 2021-22, the year ravaged by the pandemic, while salary income of individuals grew at a much lower pace, as per the statistics released by the tax department recently. In the year which saw the gross domestic product shrink by 5.8%, the income reported as long-term capital gains stood at Rs. 3.52 trillion, up 66.7% high on year, while income from short-term capital gains skyrocketed 166.7% to Rs. 1.56 trillion, the data showed. The year-on-year rise aggregate income from capital gains was a whopping 89% in FY21. While the income from salaries rose 5.6% on year to Rs. 24.6 trillion in FY21, business income, LLPs and other establishments too showed a healthy growth of 15.8% to Rs. 33.8 trillion. Meanwhile, Zolvay, which provides banking services to immigrants in the US, has raised $100 million in warehouse debt facility from Community Investment Management, a US-based impact investor. The company plans to use the funds to offer credit products to its users. Warehouse debt facility is a line of credit taken by loan issuers to offer loans to its borrowers. Based in San Francisco and Bengaluru, the platform now aims to expand its services to Indian immigrants in the UK, Canada, and Australia. Zolvay primarily offers services such as a US checking account and credit cards to Indians migrating to the US for study or work, and so far it has onboarded 500,000 users. Its accounts, debit and credit card, are issued by Community Federal Savings Bank. In other news, systematic investment plan contributions crossed the Rs. 16,000 crore mark for the first time in September, shows data from the Association of Mutual Funds in India. Total contribution for the month stood at Rs. 16,042 crore compared to Rs. 15,814 crore in August. The total assets under management under SIPs stood at Rs. 8.70 trillion for September compared to Rs. 8.47 trillion for August. The number of new SIPs registered in September were 3.67 million, also the highest ever. The industry also saw the number of unique investors cross 40 million, according to AMFI. Net inflows into open-ended equities, however, dipped to Rs. 14,091 crore from the Rs. 20,161 crore seen in August, likely on account of profit booking by investors. Lastly, PayMate is planning to launch its initial public offering in the next 6 to 9 months, says Chairman and Managing Director Ajay Adhisation. The company's total revenue rose to Rs. 1,352 crore in 2022-23 from Rs. 1,209 crore a year ago. Total payment value rose 21% year-on-year to Rs. 84,519 crore in 2022-23. Gross margin rose to 0.8% in 2022-23. From 0.12% in 2021-22. The company posted a net loss of Rs. 56 crore in 2022-23, which is only a marginal improvement from the Rs. 58 crore net loss in 2021-22. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.